उसके बाद नेक्स्ट जो हमारे पास को इन्फेक्शन आ सकता है विद HIV इज़ सिफिलिस, विच इज़ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. वी नो के द सिफिलिस इंक्रीजेस द रिस्क ऑफ एक्विजिशन ऑफ HIV. सो व्हेन अ पर्सन इज को इन्फेक्टेड विद HIV एंड सिफिलिस, इन देम द प्रेजेंटेशन कैन बी वेरी डिफरेंट फ्रॉम दोज पर्सनस हु आर इन्फेक्टेड विद द सिफिलिस अलोन. So they can present either with the typical lesions of syphilis, that is genital ulceration, papillosquamous lesion of secondary syphilis, and guma formation of the tertiary syphilis. However, in them, very atypical type of a presentation can also occur, like keratoderma, lews maligna, which are the red necrotic nodules, nodular syphilis, stimulating lymphoma, and Kaposi sarcoma. Along with this, erythema multiforming can also be present as a feature of the secondary syphilis. So in these patients, it is very important to examine the whole body of the patient for the lesions of primary, secondary and tertiary syphilis. Along with this, the serological tests are also very challenging to interpret, because in these patients, these tests may be false negative. So it is important to correlate both of these, the clinical features and the investigations, and to reach to a particular diagnosis. Other problems or the infections which can occur in HIV infections, the yaws, Lyme borreliosis, and persistent erythema chronicum migrans.